Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to an article about library services in Tiny and Penetanguishene, published March 18. Thank you, Derek Howard, for your continuing coverage of the Penetanguishene, Tiny library drama that Tiny Mayor Dave Evans and Sow Robert Lamb still find perplexing. It was encouraging to learn that Tiny has finally paid its overdue library bill for services rendered. But, I'm still perplexed at the intransigence of some Tiny council members and staff regarding the library board representation. Currently, there is a qualified voice on the library board from Tiny Township, as well as a vacancy. So, what is the perplexing issue? Tiny Council should continue to support our neighboring libraries and the myriad of services that they provide. Previous councils and staff successfully accomplished this by nurturing these mutually beneficial partnerships for all us taxpayers. Tiny Township does not have a library, arena, water treatment, for the majority of its inhabitants, sewage, waste facilities and many infrastructure components and services that many modern communities possess. We, in Tiny, do have the ability and opportunity to pay our fair share of services from our neighbors. Perhaps, if Tiny Council wasn't so focused on building a multi-million-dollar administrative center, Council could foster new relationships with our neighboring communities. Paul D. Bell, Tiny Township.